SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
We're being hunted. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who wants to is out here is the hunter.
You're listening to the Sports Kings.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings 2017 NFL Pro Bowl show right here on SB Nation Radio. I'm your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, getting you ready for kickoff once again. Okay, the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is here. All of the great players that you saw out there during the 2016 season will be on display a little bit later today. But first, we want to let you know that the show is brought to you by ONFX.com, ONFX.com, affordable website at an affordable price. Also, the show is brought to you by the Galveston Hilton Island Resort, okay? The Sports Kings will be there Super Bowl Sunday, next Sunday. It's the Sports Kings 2017 Super Bowl watch party at the Galveston Hilton Island Resort, folks. I am hearing that the weather is going to be great, so you might want to get down there and hang out with the Sports Kings. And I want to thank everyone listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 93. Thank you for getting up early in the morning and listening to the Sports Kings. I am joined today by my great friend and contributor to the Sports Kings, and he's also an analyst for Fox Sports Charlotte. Please welcome Dustin Pfeiffer. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, what's going on, Gene? How are you today?
Hey, great, man. Great to have you back. I tell you, man, what a difference a week makes, because this time last week we were actually analyzing, highlighting, breaking down, however you want to call it, the NFL Championship Week. And, boy, I tell you what, it looks like we were 50% on that, Dustin.
Yeah, it was a 50% weekend, and, you know, the game started off pretty good, but then both games kind of got away from some teams, so. Not the close games. I was looking for closer games last Sunday, but hey, I guess that's how it's kind of been going this playoffs.
Amazing. It's funny. I mean, right, we both were thinking it's going to be some pretty good close games. Dustin picked the Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots to be victorious last week. I picked the Atlanta Falcons and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it was funny because I was sitting there watching that game. I said, I should call Dustin. What I felt pretty good about myself when the Falcons won, but I said, you know what? I better wait.
Something told me. It looked like you might have had a chance to go 2-1 over there earlier. that second game was kind of close, but then it got away from him. But, yeah, 50% weekend last week.
50% weekend. But I tell you what, I mean, hey, the Super Bowl is set, folks. Super Bowl 51 is set between the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. And I tell you what, the Falcons are making their second Super Bowl appearance. And I can't even keep up with the Patriots. I think the Patriots are making their ninth Super Bowl appearance. Is that correct? I think it's something like that. I think they got the record now.
Like that. It feels like the 19th. But, yeah, I think it's the 19th.
An amazing season for the New England Patriots. I mean, say what you want to say about them. I know a lot of people still call them dirty, cheaters, you name it, Deflategate, Spygate, you name it. You know, I will not take that route, because sometimes you just got to, if you really want to stop a team like that, you just got to beat them, Dustin.
No, I agree. And, yeah, they do have some of that stuff on their record, but when you're a well-oiled machine like that and you're clicking on all cylinders, Brady misses the first four games. Excuse me, they play three different quarterbacks. They still continue to win. It's just amazing what they're able to do.
It is amazing. I mean, and it's you know, it's inexcusable for teams that sit around and just say, hey, point fingers and, you know, they get away with this, they get away with that. Just stop them. Beat them. Stop them on the field. Beat them. And I thought the Pittsburgh Steelers had more reason to want to beat them, and we just said a week ago that that was the team that was stopping them from getting to the promised land, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah, you thought Pittsburgh would play better because they play better in bigger games like that. They've been in those situations before, but like you said, Bill Belichick knows how to game plan, and when you have you know, it's hard to argue. You don't know who's greater. Is it Belichick? Is it Brady? Is it both? But that combination, you don't see that too often in the NFL.
That combination is great. And I tell you what, man, this guy didn't waste any time, Dustin, getting ready and prepping for Super Bowl 51. I mean, he's already breaking down his opponent, the Atlanta Falcons. And this is what he has to say about that team and the weapons that they have on the field.
Well, they're very explosive offensively. I mean, every guy that gets a ball can score a touchdown from 80 yards away or more. Defensively, they have very good team speed. They've got, you know, usually at least 9, if not 10 of the players on the field, sometimes all 11, I mean, I'd say are pretty fast.
Amazing stuff, Dustin. I mean, he's right on point with just highlighting the weapons that the Atlanta Falcons have on offense and defense, man. Would you agree?
I completely agree. And Bill Belichick, I mean, I'm pretty sure that after they won that AFC championship against the Steelers, he probably celebrated for, I'd probably say, all of 15 minutes before he was in there watching film on his next opponent, the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, he said before the game he didn't even know who won the first game because that's how focused he was. But he focuses in on his opponent like no other, and I know he's watched them inside out, and you know he's going to have his team ready to go on Super Bowl Sunday.
And it's funny because he mumbles so much, man. You know that monotone voice of his. But at the same time, if you listen to Bill Belichick, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. And just that little comment lets you know that he's already been looking at some game film. And you're right on point. And this is going to be an incredible matchup, though, the Super Bowl 51. And you know, Julian Edelman, here once again, here's a guy that everybody talks about. You know what the Patriots are going to do. And it was no different except for Mr. Hogan, who had one hell of a day last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing how they run their offense. It seems like, you know, they have the main guys like Edelman. They lose Gronk, and you think, man, they're really going to take a hit. But they really just keep on moving. Guys step up, a guy like Chris Hogan, and what an unbelievable game he had. He put up basically the same numbers that Julio Jones did.
Yes.
And we all know who Julio Jones is. So to be able to just pull weapons out like that left and right and have a couple of running backs back there, I mean, they've got it all clicking. And, you know, it's going to be a great matchup, but obviously everybody's going to have to look at New England as the favorite just because of the experience that they have.
I agree, and you're right. I think right now Vegas has the Patriots as a 3-point favorite, maybe 4-point. It might even increase as we get closer to the game. But also, and you mentioned Julio Jones, let's give it up to Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn has done a hell of a job coming over from Seattle. And I said last week, man, defensive coaches, you know, running an offense like that, man, there's some advantage to that. So Dan Quinn had a couple of things to say about the aspects of his team and why they're playing the way they are.
But we really gave him kind of three keys to fall back on as you're getting ready. One, it's that brotherhood, and that's them relying on one another to get ready, and that's their responsibility to each other. The second thing, the key that I gave him was do what we do. And the reason we're having this opportunity now is we didn't make stuff up along the way in the process to get going. And then the third thing, as I said, celebrating is for post games, not before.
Great stuff from Dan Quinn, Dustin. I mean, he's broken things down. He knows his team well. And I think the Falcons is a team that people need to respect a little bit more.
I completely agree. And I'm one of those guys. I mean, I've known that they're a good team, but I just didn't know if they had the experience, if they had the will to make a deep playoff run, if it was too early in Dan Quinn's tenure. But he's got this team rolling. You can see that every player loves playing for him. And I knew as an NFC South guy who follows every team in that division that when he came over, he was going to be a good head coach, and it would only be a matter of time before he gets the Falcons where they need to be. And it just so happens here in his second year, he's got them right there. So it definitely will be a good matchup. It's another coach who knows how to really look at his opponent and take away some of their weapons. He did that against Green Bay. And like you said, I mean, it's just going to be a battle of coaches, a battle of really good players in the Super Bowl. And I mean, I don't know if you could ask for a better matchup of two teams who are playing the best football right now.
Right, and that's what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, you have to be playing good football, and the fact of how both of these teams were dominant in their you know, last game, I mean, that shows you, I mean, neither one of those teams took this thing for granted, especially the Patriots and especially the Falcons. So interesting stuff there, folks. So, hey, we just getting started here on the Sports Kings Pro Bowl show, folks. So need you to stick around, grab your coffee, do what you need to do. You are listening to the Sports Kings Pro Bowl Weekend Show right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Once again, folks, we are back. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL 2017 Pro Bowl Show with Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Dustin Pfeiffer joining us from Charlotte. And right before the break, we were just sort of talking about the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. They will meet up at NRG Stadium next Sunday for Super Bowl 51. You know what? So last night I'm on the NFL's website, the media website, and something that we probably should, you know, alert our listeners, Dustin, is that for some reason now I see Super Bowl tickets right now. I think the cheapest one you can get is about $2,500. Okay. And the NFL, I mean, they are selling tickets to the Super Bowl, but the NFL is cautioning everyone that you probably want to buy those tickets from Ticketmaster or the NFL Exchange website because, man, the scalpers are out there. There are tickets that are fake, and it happens every Super Bowl, Dustin, where someone, you know, I saw it when I was in Phoenix there for Super Bowl 50. Super Bowl 49 in Phoenix with the Patriots and the Seahawks. Someone spent $6,000 and it was not good tickets.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. Every single year there's somebody out there trying to make an extra buck. So you got to make sure you go to the right channels. You're safe on what sites you're using or where you're getting your tickets from because there's no need for somebody to try to pay a bunch of money like that and then get scammed. I mean, we just don't need that. But there are people out there that try to do that.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. So, I mean, if you got, you know, an extra $2,500, you've never been to a Super Bowl, then $2,500 is sort of cheap in this day and age, I think, for tickets. I mean, because, man, and we're talking about the Patriots and – and unfortunately, Dustin, one of the reasons why the tickets probably dropped a little bit is because of the Falcons. I think that if the Green Bay Packers have made that Super Bowl, you wouldn't get no tickets for $2,500 for a Super Bowl between.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, and it also could be a case of where the New England Patriots have been in the Super Bowl so many times that maybe their fans are running out of money to be able to buy Super Bowl tickets. But I definitely agree if you would have got a big market like Green Bay in there, that ticket price would have skyrocketed.
I think so, and I'm wondering if they are going to open the roof for this game because right now the temperatures are looking like 74 degrees on Friday, and the Sports Kings, you know, will be heading down to Houston on Friday. Well, actually Galveston, but, you know, got to stop in Houston. There's a couple of things that we have going on, including we won't make the media day, but we will certainly make that Friday. A lot of interviews are scheduled down there at the media complex. That's that big old fancy hotel, that Marriott, Dustin. You know, the one that has the pool like the shape of Texas.
Absolutely.
That's where everybody is going to be hanging out at. That's the headquarters. But there are events scheduled all over the city, Dustin. I mean, you know, it's just one of those big things. But back to that weather, though, in Galveston. How about this? 74. It's going to rain. Houston always gets a lot of rain. You get those pop-up clouds that come off the Gulf of Mexico. But for the most part, Dustin, it's going to be a 70s-plus weekend for Super Bowl weekend.
Man, that is absolutely perfect. I don't think there's anything like having a big-time event in a city, something like the Super Bowl, having all those events lined up. Parties, interviews, media, whatever you've got. I mean, and then have the perfect weather like that. It just makes for a great weekend for anybody who enjoys that event, anybody who's going to that event. And it should be a lot of fun down there in Houston and Galveston this week. Next week.
It really should. And you know, watch parties, wherever you go, watch the game. If you don't have a place to watch the game and you're going to be in the Houston area, you need to make the trip down to Galveston, okay? You're going to get to see the beach and enjoy good 70-plus weather down there, and the Sports Kings are going to be down there having a grand time. I know we got some people that were in Vegas last year, Dustin, when we did our Super Bowl party, are coming to Houston. So I think we did a hell of a job. If we can get people to go back-to-back Sports Kings Super Bowl watch parties, I think we done our work, man.
Absolutely. I mean, last year's Vegas event was a great event. You can just see all the pictures of all the fans enjoying it. What a great time it was. And they learned. I mean, Sports Kings knows how to put on a show, so they want to follow it again to Houston, and there should be another great event this year.
Now, the only thing I have to say, because we don't really want to get the fire marshals involved, Vegas has the capacity of, you know, they can get anybody in Vegas.
That's right.
The Galveston Hilton Hotel, where we're going to be at now in the sports bar area, we can't get 1,000 people in there, okay? I mean, as much as I would like, and I think the hotel would love to have 1,000 people, you know, check in, but they don't have that bandwidth there. But we certainly, I would just laugh if 1,000 people showed up. I mean,
well, if you get overcrowded, Gene, just invite that guy from Boston who decided to pull the fire alarm on the Pittsburgh Steelers hotel, and maybe that'll clear some people out.
Hey, I know. Well, you know what? That guy is probably going to be staying at. Now, I do know where the Atlanta Falcons are going to be staying at, but I'm not going to say it on the air, okay? I don't want anyone.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No. We got to keep that a secret, but and I know where the Patriots are going to be staying at, too. We're not going to say that on the air, okay? But it's funny that people do that, and you're right. That guy, we might need to get him down there and clear things out in Houston. But hey, Dustin, some of the things the Sports Kings are going to be doing down there, we always hang out with the NFL Hall of Famers. Now, I remember in Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, we hung out with some of the NFL legends. I mean, these guys were, we talking back in the day, Super Bowls 1, 2, and 3. Some of the legends get up there and they tell their stories. So I know we've been invited to attend that party, which is it's not really a party, it's more like a breakfast, you know, and they just sit around table and they just talk. I mean, and they're wearing those nice jackets, man. Those Hall of Fame jackets are nice, Dustin.
Yeah, they definitely are. And anytime you can get around legends like that, Hall of Famers, and just take in some of the stories they have about the game, their experiences, what they went through. You can sit and listen to that stuff for hours just because, I mean, those were some of the greats to play this game that everybody in this country loves, everybody in the world loves. And so, I mean, anytime you have a chance to do that, you can't pass that up.
You can't pass that up. And speaking of Hall of Fame, you know, next week the NFL at the NFL Honors, I believe by this time next week we're going to know who's going into the Hall of Fame. Am I right?
I believe so. I believe they're going to announce it and get it set up, and then that'll lead on into the offseason and then, of course, back to the Hall of Fame game where hopefully they can get the game played this year.
Yeah, I know, man. I feel sorry for all of those fans that bought tickets and, you know, went up to Canton, Ohio last year to see that, because if you've never gone to an NFL Hall of Fame enshrinement, you have to go. Sports Kings, we had the pleasure of going a few years ago, and that was the year that Chris Carter and Jonathan Ogden and Larry Allen, I mean, it was a hell of a class that made it that year, and we had a chance to enjoy it. So, folks, you really have to do that. So we're almost at the end of this segment, so I would tell you this. Coming up next, we will get into the NFL All-Stars as they take center stage in the 2017 Pro Bowl. Some pretty good names. It's going to be a great, great event because, like I said earlier, they changed the format of that. So, hey, folks, stick around. You're listening to the Sports Kings right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Once again, folks, you are listening to the Sports Kings NFL 2017 Pro Bowl show with Mean Gene the Sports Machine and my great friend Dustin Pfeiffer joining us from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's with Fox Sports out there doing his thing, doing some NBA stuff. Real quick, let's talk about it. We were talking during the break about Charlotte, and congratulations to Kemba Walker making the All-Star game.
Man, such a big honor for him. I think he should have made it last year. And for him to finally make it, for the, not just for him, but for this organization, this whole city is buzzing. They love him. He's such a great player, and it's just such an honor that he finally makes his first All-Star game.
It is, man. And I tell you what, although, and I know we're supposed to be talking the other All-Star game, which is the Pro Bowl, but I just thought I'd take a minute. I'm not really in agreement with the All-Star selection. I mean, I don't really know how they're excluding. There are some good players out there that got excluded from the NBA All-Star game, which will take place a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there definitely was. They've got to figure out a way. First, they were upset that the fan vote decided too much of it, so they let the players try to vote. Then the players really didn't take it seriously, as they were voting guys who hadn't even played this year. So they got to find a way to balance it out where some of these great players don't get left off that you were talking about.
Yeah, just amazing stuff. So I'm sure we'll be talking a lot of NBA here once the NFL season is over with. But let's go ahead and talk about the other guys, the big guys who are going to take center stage later on tonight. You can catch the Super Bowl. I mean, not the Super Bowl, but the Pro Bowl. You can catch that on ESPN and ESPN Deportes. So interesting stuff here. So they decided, Dustin, to go away from that stupid format that they tried out for a couple of years. I mean, if that was not the biggest circus act, or what was that?
I really don't know. I know they were trying to change it up to bring some more excitement to the game, but I'm with you, Gene. That just didn't work out. It was kind of a flop. So I do commend them for going back to the original format, AFC versus NFC, this year. And I will give them a little credit for, you know, bringing that Pro Bowl skills competition back, yeah, trying to add some more flair to it. I like what they did with that. So I will give them a little credit for being proactive to continue to try to change this event to make it better, because it is an all-star. It's great players. You want to see them play, but they got to find a way to make it interesting where the fans can stay engaged. And I like what they did with that skills competition earlier in the week.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if you missed that, I think that showed up on Thursday night. You could have seen that on ESPN. And it was, you know, pitting the AFC and the NFC all-stars against each other in a whole bunch of different unique competitions. But, I mean, they had a mix of quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and just some of everybody. That was pretty interesting, almost like what the NBA does in their little skill challenge.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that, you know, it's fun for the fans, and it's still competitive as guys really wanted to beat each other from both sides. You had teammates from college like Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry going against each other in a one-handed catch competition. You even had players trying to catch footballs from drones up 150 feet in the air. So that was kind of interesting. So they definitely did some good things to make it fun for the fans. Fans love to see competition like that. So anytime you can add more competition into the mix, it's a good idea.
I agree completely. So what's going to happen here is that, you know, Aquafina is the sponsor, lead sponsor for the Pro Bowl, and that'll be played later on today. And it says that they did something a little bit different. They have some legends that will serve as Pro Bowl captains for this game. And those legends are Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis, All-Pro tight end Tony Gonzalez, and the two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year and Super Bowl 35 MVP Ray Lewis will be there as one of those captains, and the former NFL Defensive Player of the Year and All-Pro defensive back Charles Woodson. Those are your four captains, your four legends. How about that?
Yeah, I don't think you can pick some better legends and captains than that. I mean, those guys, such an impact on the game, and also they haven't been out of the game for too long, so people still know the impact that they had and what they brought. So, and they're also, I mean, you look at guys like Ray Lewis and Charles Woodson, I mean, they're fiery, competitive guys, so they're going to add a flair to this game and make sure that their teams, even though it is kind of an exhibition all-star game, they're going to make sure their teams are ready to go compete and try to win this game.
Yeah, now, and they also, not only are they captains for this Pro Bowl, but they will serve as mentors for the players, and that's what has taken place this week during practices And, of course, you'll see them on the sidelines during the game, you know, assisting the players. Now, they're not coaches, okay? So they did go back to the standard, you know, format, as we mentioned. The NFC will be coached by Dallas Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett.
And that's well-deserved. I mean, your team goes out and has the best record in the NFC. You deserve that honor, and he's got some of his guys on that team. So a well-deserved honor for him to be coaching this Pro Bowl NFC team.
And the AFC will be coached by, and he's, you know, no stranger to these types of things. How about this? Andy Reid. Now, I think Andy Reid was, you know, he was once over there on that NFC side. Now he's going to be your head coach for the AFC squad.
Yeah, he definitely got experience on both sides there, and another honor for him. I mean, like I said, it's what he's done with that Kansas City Chiefs team to get them to the playoffs every single year. The way his guys play for him, it'll be good to see him on that AFC sideline.
Absolutely. So, I mean, let's break this down. So, the Pro Bowl basically is a 44-man team, which I believe they got 21 offensive players. 18 defensive players, plus they got 5 specialists, including a lone snapper. And you got to feel pretty darn good to get into the Pro Bowl as a lone snapper. You know how tough that is.
Hey, look, and if you're a lone snapper, if you're a Pro Bowler, you're probably doing a good thing. So probably not a lot of people know your name. That position, they really only know your name if you're doing something bad.
Well, let me tell you how the lone snapper gets in, because it damn sure ain't the fans that put the lone snapper in, because I don't think the fans know who the lone snappers are.
That's right.
The coaches are actually selecting the lone snapper. So thank God for the coaches, else the lone snapper would never get in there. But just so we can let our listeners know how the Pro Bowl players were determined, okay, the NFL has a unique way of doing this. They actually use votes from the fans, players, and the coaches. That's kind of interesting there, that much involvement.
Yeah, it definitely is, but I think it's a good mix. I mean, because obviously you're going to have fans voting for their favorites, and sometimes their favorites, you know, might not deserve to go to the Pro Bowl, but it's just people they love, and that's understandable. But when you're able to throw players and coaches in there who know, who go against these guys week in and week out and know what they bring to a football field, it's a good mix to have that to make sure you get the right guys in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, because each of those groups that we mentioned, the players, coaches, and the fans, their vote counted for 1/3 of toward determining the 86 players. I mean, that's a major impact. So I'm hoping that we will see a great Pro Bowl. I mean, certainly I think everyone is going to be good. I think they probably have better ratings this year, Dustin, than the previous.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a decent game. Obviously, they'll probably be high scoring. I mean, I think people have to understand, obviously, it's not going to be like your regular week in and week out NFL game. We don't want guys going out there getting hurt, hitting as hard as they can in an exhibition game. Obviously, we want to see a great game, but you have to understand what it is. But I think it's a great opportunity for you to watch these amazing players, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, Gene, just to see the skills and plays that they can make on a football field. It'll be good to see what they can do on Sunday night.
Oh, I know. They will be doing some crazy stuff. Anything like the stuff we saw with, with the Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers, man, that you're going to see a whole lot of fancy. So the NBA does a lot of crazy slam dunks. The NFL is going to be trying a bunch of different crazy catches and circus stuff, too. So it's going to be cool. So when we come back, Dustin, after the break, we're going to talk about those 10 players that were selected to the Pro Bowl that actually on the Super Bowl teams that's going to be played. So it's interesting what's going to happen with those guys. We'll tell you who those players were when we come back, folks. So, hey, stick around. Once again, you are listening to the Sports Kings Pro Bowl show right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Once again, you are listening to the Sports Kings NFL 2017 Pro Bowl show here on SB Nation Radio with Mean Gene the Sports Machine and Dustin Pfeiffer as we get you ready for the Pro Bowl kickoff a little bit later on tonight, this evening, today, however you want to look at that. Folks, don't forget, if you miss any part of this show, you can always go to sbnationradio.com and click on all podcasts. And once you do that, you'll look for the Sports King red and black logo. Okay, you can't miss it. And then you can check out the show. You can also go to Sports King's website, click on the headphones, and catch the show. And you can catch all of our shows. If you missed anything, you know, if you just went to sleep during the whole season, you can get caught up here and talk about the Super Bowl like you've been tuned in all along. How about that, Dustin?
That's great. I mean, when you've got, even though you've got the Pro Bowl tonight, when you've got a break between the championship games and the Super Bowl, now you got a little chance to catch up on all the podcasts to get all the action broken down and kind of learn about these two teams before heading into the big game.
And you can sound like you know what the hell you're talking about, too.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? So, all right. So, hey, last segment here, Dustin. We are talking about the 2017 NFL Pro Bowl. It's going to be played there at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. It's the first time it's ever been played there at that stadium in Florida. I do recall them doing it a few years ago in Miami, at that stadium. That stadium has had so many names. It used to be Joe Robbie, pro player. I don't know what they call that thing now. But where the Dolphins play at? So let's talk about. We were talking about the Pro Bowl. I mean, 86 players are selected, and we don't know who's going to the Super Bowl. But obviously, the guys that were selected to the Pro Bowl that are in the Super Bowl, they will not be playing in the Pro Bowl. Okay, so I think you should know that. But the Atlanta Falcons and the Patriots had 10 players, and I believe Vic Beasley and Matt Bryant and Devontae Freeman, along with Julio Jones and Alex Mack and Matt Ryan. And over on the Patriots side, Tom Brady, Dante Hightower, Devin McCourty, and Matthew Slater, those guys will not be playing, Dustin, in this Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think Bill Belichick and Dan Quinn want to see Matt Ryan and Tom Brady going at it in the Pro Bowl a week before the Super Bowl. So obviously those guys won't be there, but still well-deserved honors for them to get named to the Pro Bowl. Obviously, now that they're in the Super Bowl, you can see why they were named to those teams. And so it's an honor for them to get that. But obviously, they're happy to be playing in the big game next Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if you had your choice, trust me, you would rather be playing in that Super Bowl. Well, let's just talk about it. I tell you what, you know, last year, Dustin, and you know, I hate to bring this up, man. This time last year, it was the Carolina Panthers getting ready to face off against the Denver Broncos. And I mean, it was, the build up to that was quite exciting. So the Panthers had a bad year, but how about this? They still had players good enough to make the Pro Bowl. You actually had four players from the Panthers to make the Pro Bowl this year.
Yeah, and it actually, if you want to add in Luke Kuechly, it turned out to be five, although, you know, he is injured, so he's not going to play in the game. But so definitely some guys that still deserved it. Thomas Davis, obviously, Greg Olsen, Mike Tolbert at the fullback position, and then Trey Turner made it. I believe he got in once some of those Super Bowl players were not able to play in the game. So a great honor for those guys. Thomas Davis made his first Pro Bowl last year, and he didn't play in it, obviously, because he was in the Super Bowl. So he gets a chance to take his entire family down to Orlando. I've been following it a little bit there. He's having a great time down there. Obviously, they can slide off to Disney World for a little bit. So a good chance for him and his family to get down there and enjoy the experience.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty cool. And the four guys you mentioned were the five. Kuechly, Davis, his second Pro Bowl, and Greg Olsen, this is his third. Mike Tolbert, the big fullback, this is his third. And Trey Turner, this is his second. So pretty good. Even though they didn't have a great year, it's still nice to see that the city of Charlotte is represented in the Carolina Panthers.
Definitely. And it just shows you that they do have some pieces there still to try to get this back on track next year. It's not really a rebuild situation for this team. They got Pro Bowlers. When you've got Pro Bowlers like Luke Kuechly, who's young, Trey Turner, Cam Newton's been in the Pro Bowl a number of times. They've got the core pieces there to get this team right back on track. They just need to have a good offseason in the free agency and draft, and hopefully they can be right back up there next year.
Yeah, you got some guys that's, you know, been to this thing a couple of times, man. And you know, I want to give this team probably had the worst season this year, and everyone likes to make fun of him. But how about the Cleveland Browns, Joe Thomas? This will be his 10th Pro Bowl. Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
It's amazing, I mean, what this guy's been able to do. And you know what? He's been in Cleveland the whole entire time. He doesn't complain about it. People have tried to trade for him. He said he wants to stick it out with this organization. But I think it would be cool if he could go compete somewhere for a Super Bowl, because obviously he's going to be a Hall of Famer when you went to 10 Pro Bowls.
Yeah, and he joins Drew Brees from the New Orleans Saints. This will also be his 10th Pro Bowl. So amazing stuff there. I tell you what, man, if Joe could go play for another team, man, you'd like to see someone being that great, move it on and get somewhere else. So, hey, Dustin, man, we are almost at the end of this show, man. As always, I want to thank you for joining us. And next week, you know, it's that time, man, our Super Bowl picks. We stayed away from making those picks on this show, but, you know, like we did last year, man, we're going to do it again. We're going to make those picks. You've been giving that some thought, right?
Yeah, I'll be giving us some thought. I'm looking forward to it. We'll catch our breath and enjoy the Pro Bowl tonight, and then we'll gear back up for this next week, getting ready for the big game.
All right. So, hey, folks, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Pro Bowl tonight. You've been listening to the Sports Kings NFL Pro Bowl show right here on SB Nation Radio.